CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool and I represent Cool University. It is Friday, the 22nd of July. All I gotta say is thank baby Jesus that it is Friday. Oh, thank you. This show to be a great show because we're gonna talk a little bit of news and rock a couple records that I just want to deliver for you today. Now look, I don't ask for much, but can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, or whatever you may think is fair. Most of all, please share. Share this episode, because you and I are part of this tribe that needs to continue to grow. Now, a couple of you are beating me to the early morning text message, and I love that. Hit me up, let me know, so I can stop stalking you early in the morning that you subscribe for notifications. All right? If I'm still stalking you, it's actually your fault. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University. Send all your comments, thoughts, and everything you have regarding today's episode to the chat box at cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how are you? I hope today has been good to you. It's been 50-50 to me. After round, caught the sniffles. Passed my COVID test with a 65. Yeah, I did. About to retake. But you know, had a great night of radio in the meantime. Always extremely happy to get to the WHPC studio because it's fancy. And I like pressing everything. We have the weekend here. It is upon us. We have made it. I know how hard you've been working. It has been a long week for you. And I know you can't wait to sit your ass down and maybe enjoy an adult beverage. Okay? I'm going to help you do that. And we are going to start with our freestyle of the day.
Yo. Hello. Let's get it. I ain't easy to forget. I ain't even trying to flex. In LAX with $1,500 sweats. Gallery, spray painted sneakers giving your salary. Lambins with them fat ass laces giving your calories. Couture feet. No crease in they all peeps. These are not 990s, Dior sneaks, let them know. I'm the next coming to Hove. I've run it from the people so long, I'm ready to own. I gave birth to redemption, to rap, switching your cadences. They say they hate my voice, trying to portray the shit. Well, that's craziness, I don't know what to make of it. Every time I'm faced with it, I truly am amazed with it. I'm honest, sis, cause these new niggas don't honor shit. I got on designer and I talk to the divinest, so I'm double blessed. No savior, the double threat. I'm David with the face of Goliath, the double flex, I'm actually really the double best. I'm half Trini, so having some doubles rag over heads like it's hoodie season. And I got every reason, but my team really hate it when I bully people. Yeah, still I would hope to do it peacefully. But how is it you speak for me if you ain't never speak to me? What? I said, how is it you speak for me if you ain't never speak to me? That's like you say I'm easy, but when you ain't never sleep with me, or like you say we beef when I ain't noticed you was breathing. Lighting up my wrist if you ain't noticed I've been freezing. You been biting on my shit, but you ain't noticed you was teething. Exhale, huh? I'm taking my breath here. Niggas with their hand out trying to show me their chest hairs. I beg your pardon. More action and less of talking. Whack bitches claiming they rap bitches is less appalling. I never asked for help cause I ain't seeking it. You too busy sheeing, I'm Van Cleef and my pieces on sand beaches. I frequented sand all in my feet and shit. I keep collecting these bands to keep my peace in this. Go shopping with niggas I never care for, but you outposting with niggas I never dare call. Fan base niggas always in my DMs on my bare face pictures. Like damn, they different, but why would I fake trust when it ain't trust? When niggas I date just for a date just. My timing is off, cause you confuse polite speaking for some kind of discourse. I never liked you, forever admitted I never hyped you. The only one I ever committed to had disciples. You ain't Jesus, homie. Practice what you preach before you speaking on me. I could put you back into the streets, and if you leave it to me.
He I'm clear?
Not Tim's. I'm not waiting for nothing, that's not him. I'm not a part of this story, I'm not Bob or Shirley. So fuck woman to woman, I'm not them. Flex, I'm telling you, hope I ain't lose them. Let's dumb it down here. Let's say the shit that I'm doing, it ain't around here. I see you trying to mimic my flow. Same shit, dumb bitch, take your gimmick and go. You can't write, you pussy, you can't fight. You's an amateur rookie, you beer bright. And that's that, entitled you mad whack. If I diss you, gotta call up your writers to clap back. Come on, give me something else.
Yeah, that's right. That was a little Lady London. Jer's in the building. She's a real dope lyricist. Making way. Gotta start making way for Shorty, man. Shorty is nice. Check her out on the gram. she's got a bunch of fire verses that she's always putting out. So I just had to represent for the ladies. Come Friday, you know what I'm saying? That freestyle of the day was brought to you by All You Need to Know About the Music Business, the book by veteran music lawyer Don Passman, and it is dubbed the Industry Bible. Regarded as a definitive guide to the music industry and now in its 10th edition, Don leads novices and expert alike through what is the most profound change in the music business. We're talking streaming. For the first time in history, you can go to cooluniversity.com and grab you one of these books, all right? Might help keep the doors open. I want to talk a little bit of news, man. Let's go there. Live Nation, who we know is the biggest hard ticket concert company, has now claimed no liability in the murder of Draco the Ruler. Now, the West Coast rapper was stabbed backstage at a Once Upon a Time festival in LA. He was just 28 years old. Now, Draco's brother, mother, and his son have filed a lawsuit on the late rapper's behalf against Live Nation, which hosted this festival. In a filing made public earlier in the week, Live Nation is legally fighting back and claiming no liability. Live Nation believes it can't be held responsible for the violent mob of about 50 to 100 with weapons who killed Draco just minutes prior to him taking the stage. The company argued it has no duty to prevent third-party criminal activity because there hasn't been prior violent incidents like this at its previous festivals. Holy shit. All right, this is the thing. Live Nation might be kind of wrong here. So, you know, apparently they hired the same security firm that worked Travis Scott's Astroworld. You know, the people who are right now legally being scrutinized for super rushing hiring. And backstage is supposed to be a safe place for artists, right? But obviously we can see that if there were large numbers like that, security was letting kind of any and everybody backstage, which would kind of once again fall on Live Nation's shoulders, no? So unless, or unless he signed maybe some kind of waiver stating that Live Nation is not responsible for what happens to or for you when you're performing on their bill backstage. If they have his signature on a piece of paper like that, I believe they're scot-free. It almost seems like Live Nation is right now trying to save a little face. You know, probably slip him a little check, you know, under the rug, right? Make this go away. I got a real question for you, though. Do you think Live Nation, who is the concert promoter, should be responsible for this? You know, responsible for what happens backstage? Or do you think the fact that this never happened before should protect them somehow from handing over that bread? All right. I don't know. Let me know. Hit the chat. Let me know what you're thinking. So weekend is here. It's upon us. And I want to help set it off. I was lucky enough to secure a Friday blend, baby. My man, Uncle Tone, AKA Track of the Mob, shipped me this over express just to get the Friday going. This joint right here, once again, produced by my guy Tone from Hey It's the Mob. Listen to him flip this record of rapper Rome Streets and Ransom. Be back with some more news. CUNY Radio.
Really got no other option, just to buy the code. I plot the whole, the pot of gold, no, not to compromise. My soul pots get sold, proceeds is hundreds, I fold inside a row. Socialize with bold, wise like-minded guys and hoes. Your eyes are closed, blind to the goal. You focused on the wrong shit, the more got a tag designed for your toe. I'm by the bag, broke my grimiest foe. Stay far away from it, it hurt and hate it hard. I did amazing on my latest shit. Paint word pictures, peep high, illustrated it. Nobody illustrate facts, fuck who on your favorite list. I'm fire in their faces quick. Turn nothing to a fist full of Franklin stash happened and I made it flip. Be with street corner dwellers, packs
sellers. Counting dirty dough from all the dope smoke, and hell is born rebellious. Nickel plated pistol by the pelvis. Pull it on a peon and leave his shit melted. Whatever streets spill, niggas felt it. Only associate me with green like a Celtic currency. With the pen, I show you the beautiful side of ugly. Made it out the mud to the money. And
I got some skeletons in my closet. It's time that I get rid of these bones. In the future, the scientists have my abilities cloned. Get rid of these poems, an ex-drug dealer. And at the snap of a finger, I make a fiend spend his infinity stoned. I'm visibly grown, froze for leap, flown from Greece with a fade off. Fresh Caesar in the city with Rome. Niggas fantasize how I live the life. Scribbling in notepad, they so bad. Undeveloped with vocab, with no swag and toe tag. You ain't in my weight class. My style, you gon' jacket. I leave you stiff as a coat rack. You know that, control that. Emotional shit, don't know how to hold back. I got it locked here with no Kodak. So hold that, that's no cap. Synergy for the sinners. Some niggas love losing. No sympathy for the winners. No empathy for beginners. I live with a lot of demons. Inside is a dark force, and that entity's getting dimmer. My energy's getting bigger. A charismatic villain. Shoot up the restaurant when my enemy's getting dinner. Nigga.
Oh yeah, that right there was a Friday blend from my guy Uncle Tone, Rome Street, and Ransom on the record. I couldn't ask for something slicker, you know what I'm saying? Hope you enjoyed that. I'm gonna give you his IG so you can bother him about releasing that for you to have on your own streaming services, alright? Listen, before we move on tonight, my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast are back, and they are going live from their YouTube account. You cannot miss the perspective of KB, GB, and Ronco as they hash out these relationship issues for you. Okay? It's all for you. You heard what I said. Tonight, 9 o'clock, they're going live from their YouTube account. They're also going live from their Instagram account. And the audio will drop this Tuesday. That's right, Cigars and Whiskey. Be there or be a square. Little more news. What's so crazy, nothing has been happening the last few days. And I've been scraping. And I've been making do. But this story I thought was cool, man. Yesterday, Yeezy Gap products were available for purchase in the flesh for the first time ever. It was announced in a press release a couple days prior that the pieces were from the Yeezy Gap engineered by Balenciaga, launched earlier this year. Now, this would hit shelves at the flagship store in Times Square, and they went from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lines were crazy to get some of these clothes. Now, I'm not sure if you got a chance to see this collection at all, but it's a couple of pieces. It's like a couple hoodie designs, a couple t-shirt designs, and like some three-quarter length kind of joints. All this, you know, the main color was this rusty black kind of vibe. I got a pair of 500s though. Yeezy 500s though. Would be mean. But they don't got sizes for the big niggas, bruh. Yo, Yeezy, man, come on, man. I swore one of the signs said it's medium. Listen, man, Kanye's brand also launched an official Instagram account the other day in which it debuted a commercial promoting its in-store release. The 50-second spot shows a masked customer silently just purchasing Yeezy, like a sweatshirt or something. It was no words, it just beep, and he walked out, you know, some Kanye stuff. But look, for those who were unable to make it to the Times Square store location, this Yeezy Gap engineered by Balenciaga is also available online for a limited time. It's probably gone by now, but you got to check YeezyGap.com and Balenciaga.com, all right? As well as a couple side retailers may have a few things marked up to the sky. Apparently, they said to do a couple of these, man. Kanye is trying to really put his mark on the world. Let's get to this, man. I want to get into a record, man. All right. I'm taking you out. Friday style. Our friend Kodak been going through some things. He has. Arrested the other day. Found with a whole bunch of pills. Whole bunch of bills. Police actually say that they think he was trafficking. No No, officer. Just habits. These guys are walking around with some heavy habits. And if somebody wants to take and have fun in the process, here, join me. But he dropped a new record, fresh out of bail. It's called The Haitian Scarface. And we're going out Friday style with it. You're CUNY Radio.
So you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
100%. I'm trying to hit the road by tomorrow. I told the plug I need them things that can swim in the water. They trying to paint a picture of a nigga like I got a problem. Cracker trying to lock a nigga up soon I touch down in Broward. Gotta take the rap off the Maybach cause I don't wanna be falling. They already know it's me, can't roll the piece, I ain't trying to be bothered. Ain't never had no daddy, I been calling Brad my father. He more to me than a lawyer, he there every time I call him. Even though he white, he give me advice, I ain't learned from the streets. I be trying to do right, but the police be trying to embarrass me. Another mud shot, here they go laughing at a nigga pain. Trying to run my fans away, they slandering a nigga name. Fuck them, been out here all my life, I'm stuck and they wanna see me kick the bucket from all the shit I had to put up with. All that shit that made me tough, I wanna tell the bitch I love her, but she get too crazy. I'm second guessing, should I let this little bitch have my baby? I'ma set up a booby trap in a trap house just in case they raid it. I got a little monkey on my back, I'ma taking Percocet daily. You need people like me, I shoot straight and I don't do no faking. If I was on the run, would you let me duck off in your basement, huh? If I make a mistake, don't bring a trunk. They pull me over, they were mad as fuck. They ain't find a pistol, ain't find a punch. Just some dog shit in the trunk. I know they wanna see me sunk. The gas I'm smoking feet is funk. When I run down to Peter Rump, run. The highs on sunrise, so I can see the sunset. I'm the one they pointing fingers at every time they need a suspect. On a Haitian Scarface, I keep a flag around the mud shed. I'ma send a nigga unlet, throw his babies in the lumen. Man, I guess I'm a drug lord. Got caught with a few pills, I got a prescription for. Bitch, y'all know I got shot a few months ago. Bitch, y'all know that little shit was so petty, y'all coulda let me go. All the good that I do for the hood, the charity's dealing, pumping on. You never see a thug nigga as drug dealer like me again. Grave digger, big brain splitter, fucking the cop I leaving in. Fuck me a CO, I love my PO, she know I be trying to shit. Sometimes feel like trying to quit, tell everybody to suck my dick.
Kodak Black, Haitian Scarface, man. Right here on CUNY Radio, Friday edition. Hope your legal woes are taken care of, bruh. All right? We want to see you, you know, make good music and continue to make good music. So, please, get your shit together. All right, Kodak? Come on. Or do me a favor. Somebody else hold the pills. Like, what is with you guys? Somebody has to be the fall man, okay? You have to work on that. I've told you this before. Somebody on staff is the fall guy, okay? All right. Don't say I never told you nothing. Listen, thank you, Uncle Tone, for passing me that dope blend with Rome Streets and Ransom earlier. Hope you enjoyed our freestyle of the day by Lady London. Shout out to my girl team for actually picking that out prior to. I might have to, you know, let her come help me out with the writing over here. And please have an amazing Friday, all right? I got to bust a couple moves. I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3, where I play it cool every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Not in the Long Island area, don't worry. Good news. You can download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news again, if you can't catch it live, the replays of the Play A Cool Show are available on SoundCloud. You cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast. Man, I told you, they're going live tonight. Be there or be a square. While you can, head to cooluniversity.com and grab that book, all right? All you need to know about the music business, I'm telling you, it's going to help you or whatever young artist you're watching come up. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course. And most of all, subscribe for notifications. So look, don't look for me Monday. I think I'm going to be with the family, getting a little intoxicated, having a good time, still listening to music. When I come back Tuesday, we got a lot of work to do. All right? So from me to you, have a great weekend and party responsibly.
That was so cool.